Dangerous People. A note about the novel. The Valley novel was a novel, not a romance. It was concerned with the daily lives of ordinary people in real places at some time not too far from the reader's present. Elements in it that we might categorize as fantastical or supernatural were nothing of the kind to the author and readers. Indeed, a common objection to novels voiced by non-novel readers was that they were too realistic, without vision, never going outside the five houses. The novel generally contained some element of fact, being based on something that was known to have happened, or at least using real names of people who lived a few generations back. Like almost all Keshe fiction and drama, novels were set in a real town, in existing houses, or houses that were known to have existed. The invention of a tenth town, a non-existent house, would have been felt to be a misuse of the imagination, a contradiction of reality, rather than an augmentation of it. The long novel, Dangerous People, by Word River of Telinana, was, of course, particularly popular in the town where it was written and set, but it was well known all over the valley in a hand-set edition that must have run to over 100 copies and was regarded with affectionate esteem. It is a pretty good example of the valley novel. The construction of Chapter 2, which is the section translated for this volume, is exemplary of its kind. The pattern is of two people meeting, or hinging, or turning apart, one of whom is then followed to the next meeting with a different person, and so on. The pattern of the heiya if repeated. This pattern is not followed mechanically in a work as sophisticated as Dangerous People, but it is always present. The most unusual element of the book is Word River's use of ambiguity, red herrings, bum steers, and false witnesses in presenting and continually deepening the mystery of where Kamedan's wife has, in fact, gone, and with whom, and why. My general practice has been to give proper names in translation. It seemed the right thing to do, since valley names were meaningful, and their meaning was often quite vivid in people's minds. Translation may lend a false sense of familiarity, however, and may equally cause unnecessary strangeness. For instance, the name Kamedan means coming into the cattails, or he comes into the reed bed. Too long and far too quaint for English, it would have to be abridged to cattail or reed. So in this one case, I have left the names of the characters in their original form, to give the reader a different feeling, perhaps, of the people who used them. Word River's name in Keshe was Aravna.